Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Touch. You're on the Sports Byline USA Network on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're going to recap, Game Week 7 of English Premier League. The international break is upon us. Probably my least favorite time of year. We got like, what, three or four of these throughout the year. It completely breaks up all the league play, all the Champions League stuff, and we get into these World Cup qualifiers now. Don't get me wrong. Some of those games are great to watch. Some of them are competitive when you get into the Nations League semifinal and final. But, like, realistically, not any serious true meaning for me. I know there was a game yesterday that had a seriously true meaning and a huge win for those in Greece. And my co-host here, Nico Beefsauce. Nico, real quick, how big was that win for the people in Greece?
Absolutely huge. Let me tell you something. Winning at Wembley away from home, playing a team that is stacked with superstars that play in the best league in the world. You go out there, you beat him. Rest in peace, George Baldock, a national team Greek player that passed away suddenly a day before the game, gave Greece all the passion they needed and all the fire under their belly to go there and win that game.
Crazy win. I mean, the most recent memory that I have of England and Greece, I know this one will probably hurt you, is that David Beckham, free kick, I think it was back in 04, where he banged it in, coming off the World Cup, where he got the red card against Argentina, got sent off, was absolutely tortured. For those who haven't watched the Beckham documentary on Netflix, unbelievable watch. Definitely go and watch that. And he comes out, wins it for England, sends them to the World Cup. And, you know, that's one of the most legendary free kicks of all time.
By far.
Oh, my God, man.
Buzzer beater, way outside the box. And literally unsavable. Top bins. I mean, Tyler Levine used to be a goalkeeper, but tell me how many goalkeepers he would take to save that.
No one's touching that, my friend. Absolutely nobody. And that's David Beckham for you. All right. So coming up out of this break, we are going through the Game Week 7 recap. Stay right where you are. Nico and I are fired up for this show. You're not going to want to miss out. Hang tight. We will be right back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to another edition of First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me, my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Baby, we are fired up to recap Week 7 of the English Premier League. There were some absolutely insane games, some snoozers, but definitely a lot to talk about, especially heading into these international breaks. It's always good to see, and you know, I always get excited to see how our team's going to finish up headed into this. What type of substitutions are we going to see? You got a lot of guys not playing. But one way or another, here we are. Let's start off with Liverpool going to Crystal Palace and getting a win. Nico, we kind of highlighted this one, that going to Crystal Palace, it's not always easy to play there. And we expected a 1-0, 2-0 win for Liverpool. It turned out that way. Liverpool minus 195 money line cashes. It goes under 2.5. That goal was just, it was a training ground goal. Beautiful through ball from the left back. I believe it was Gakpo squares it across. Jota puts it in. Liverpool, top of the table, 6 wins, 1 loss. And that one loss was a complete fluke. Plus 11 goal differential. Palace sitting in 18th with only 3 points and no wins. Pretty much polar opposites here. Good win for Liverpool, obviously much expected. What are your thoughts on this game?
Liverpool wins 2 games back-to-back, one against Wolves and one against Crystal Palace. Listen, when there's Champions League in the middle of the week and you got all these competitive games, you're not going to play the best football ever and win by 2 and 3 goals. But great win for them. And listen, top of the table, I know it's very early, but you set the tone early in the season. We said this before. Love to see it.
Yeah, very good win for Liverpool. Going into what could have been a scare, Southampton 1, Arsenal 3. Arsenal minus 750 cashes, over under 3.5 goes over. That was minus 110, so shout out to those who hit that. Southampton opened things up through Archer in the 55th minute. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, oh boy, here we go. But Havertz very quickly put that to bed. He scored in the 58th. Martinelli scored 10 minutes later. Saka seals it in the 88th. Arsenal sit third on 17 points. Southampton only on 1 point, sitting in 19th. Good win for Arsenal. This was obviously expected. I don't think it's a good look that they went down, but ultimately that doesn't really mean anything. Concerning for Arsenal, I don't know if you saw this in that game. Saka went off injured in the international game against Greece. How big of a hurdle would that be if Saka misses time for Arsenal? And ultimately, even if he misses 2 or 3 games, at the end of the season, that could mean the world, no?
Absolutely. It's the captain of the team, and he's definitely a youthful player, full of talent, full of hunger to win a trophy for Arsenal. The fans want it really, really bad. International break might be a blessing because he's obviously not going to get forced to play for England while he's injured, but he needs to get back because Arsenal needs him. Great win for them, though, right? I mean, going down a goal, it's never easy to come back, even if you're playing with the worst team in the league, which Southampton is.
Yeah, very good win. You can't drop points against these teams if you're going to win the title, and Arsenal take care of business.
Absolutely.
The craziest game of the weekend. I don't know what's up with these Brentford games, but it's just absolutely insane. Brentford 5, Wolves 3. Brentford plus 110 money line cashes. The over was 2.5. I put in my notes, LOLOLOL. That obviously cleared the over 2.5. That cleared about, 10 minutes into the game. Bournemouth did not score in the first minute for the first time in four games, but they scored in the second instead. Let me just recap the timeline on these goals. Bournemouth scores in the second minute. Wolves scores in the fourth. Bournemouth in the 20th. Wolves in the 26th. Bournemouth in the 28th. And then again in the 45th. It's 4-2 at halftime. And then Bournemouth scores in the 90th and Wolves scores in the 93rd. Just an insane game, fireworks, zero defense being played. The second time Wolves has conceded 5-plus this season. They are sitting dead last, minus 12 goal differential on 1 point. Brentford sitting in 11th on 10. Nico, what the hell happened here, man? This is absolutely bonkers.
Listen, the craziest thing to me is that, like, both of these teams, right? I mean, Brentford is doing good to start. Wolves is obviously doing terrible. But both of these teams, their goal for the season is not to get relegated. And my God. If you need points, you got to play defense. If you let in a goal in the second minute of the game, that means you're not present. That means that your players didn't even show up to play. They just came to just mess around. So I honestly don't get it. Wolves have to get it together. Props to Brentford for scoring in under 5 minutes pretty much every game.
Dude, it's insane. And not only that, what happens is this. It happens every game. I mean, put the house on it, I guess. They score in the first or second minute, and they get scored on within 10 minutes of that every game.
Do you see what they do, though? For whoever doesn't watch these games, and I don't blame you because Brentford is not the most exciting team to watch. If they have the ball, they literally push everybody forward and they play a long ball. And some way, somehow, the ball just sticks up there and they find a way to score. They take a shot on goal. You know, something happens every single time.
And it seems like it's Mbeumo almost every time.
Yeah.
It wasn't this week, but he had 3 games in a row where he scored in the first minute, which is unprecedented. I believe it was the first time this ever happened. I'd be absolutely astonished if another team has ever done that before, but insane. Moving on, Bournemouth 0, Leicester City 1. Leicester plus 230 money line cashes. Some good juice on that one. Under 2.5 cashes as well. The over 2.5 is minus 150 as well. So if you had the under, props to you. Buonatti scores the game's only goal in the 16th minute. Lewis Cook had one in but ruled out via VAR in the 66th minute. Absolutely massive point for Leicester. They're up to 15th on 6 points. Bournemouth, who have had a pretty good start to the season, seem to have stalled a little bit. They're in 13th on 8 points. How big is this for Leicester in the grand scheme of things, huh?
Huge, 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 huge win for a team that just came back in the Premier League to get a win against a team that is very good. Bournemouth is very, very good. They had a really good start. They had some bad results now, but their coach is good. They're going to be fine. They're not going to be in relegation trouble. I got a lot of things right last week with my betting. I had Fulham to score one goal. I had the over in West Ham money line. This one over 2.5 really bugged me, man. I expected goals in this game. Bournemouth goes scoreless. Unexpected to me.
Yeah, I thought this one was going to go over as well. We were talking about it. I'm pretty shocked at the 1-0 result. You know, it could have been, should have been 1-1. Obviously, he drifted off sides a bit. A game that wasn't close and definitely went over. West Ham 4, Ipswich 1. West Ham minus 125 cashes. You were all over this one. Yeah. You were all over the over 2.5, minus 145, which cashed as well. Antonio scored 1 minute in before Liam Delap levels things up 5 minutes later. And from there, it was all West Ham. Kudus, Bowen, Paqueta all score. West Ham get a much-needed win. They're sitting on 12th. In 12th on 8 points. Ipswich sit just outside the relegation zone, 17th on 4 points. How big was this for West Ham? And are we going to start to see them kind of wake up? Because I'm not going to lie, I was very, very high on the Hammers going into the season. I thought they did unbelievable business in the transfer window, but they've been sleepwalking through these games to start. They finally wake up. They finally don't concede more than a goal. They finally put a couple in, and they get a just. I mean, I don't think we can emphasize the importance of this win.
I mean, Lopetegui last week, West Ham was playing Brentford away from home. Much needed win for West Ham against a team that's, you know, arguably worse than them, I would say, on paper. And he takes off Kudus in halftime and says that Kudus was not big enough of a team player. Creates a lot of drama in the dressing room, but I was really high on them to win this game because they did not get any points from three home games. And playing Ipswich, as feisty as they are, as aggressive as they can be, you love how they play. I even enjoy watching them play. This was a huge win for Aston. They had to get it.
Yeah, they really needed to. Are you surprised that we haven't seen Nicholas Fulkrug more for West Ham? Because after, I mean, he just seems like a guy that is just a game breaker. I don't know. There's something about him. He's been injured. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Is he going to be starting over Antonio? I think he has to. I mean, he's a certified baller. I mean, he took Dortmund to the Champions League final last year. He played incredibly well at the Euros for Germany. I was very surprised he wasn't starting those games. He did miss that huge header against Spain to level things up late in the game. But you think he's going to be the starter for them?
I think he's going to be the starter. Michael Antonio is a great striker. He's very dynamic on the ball. He's fast. He's aggressive. He can body people. But scoring is not his strong suit for sure. I mean, you can look at the stats yourself. Fulkrug is what this team is missing. A little bit of quality in the box. Touch it in the box, be able to play it off to Kudus, Paqueta. Those are great guys to play it off with. And he's going to be a major piece. Close to Solanke. Same as Spurs. They need somebody at the front.
I like Antonio coming off the bench more for that team. Hey, quick programming note. On the 24th, we're going to be out at Globe Pub, 1934 West Irving Park Road in Chicago. Great, great place to watch games. If you are out in the Midwest, please make sure to stop by the Globe Pub out in Chicago. I'll be making my way out there. I know Marty Terrell will be out there, and Nico will be with us as well. We're going to try and work some stuff out there, maybe do a live show or two. Hey, stay right where you are. We got a lot to talk about, so we're going to wrap up the Saturday slate from last week. We're going to get into the Sunday slate. Do not move. We will be right back. I'm Tyler Levine with Nico Beef Sauce here on First Touch.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to First Touch here on iHeartRadio. Tune in Simple Radio and heard around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me, Nico Beefsauce. Nico, another crazy game from this past weekend. Fulham 2, Manchester City 3. City minus 450 cashes, not with ease, must I add. Over 3.5 cashes as well. That was plus 110. Fulham opened things up through probably one of the best backheels I've ever seen from Jimenez. Pereira opened it up 26 minutes in. Unbelievable assist, huh? I mean, the no-look backheel, chipped it up over a guy, tap-in goal. Delightful. Absolutely delightful.
That's what we watched the game for, these moments, man. These moments of magic, and especially coming from the team that's supposed to play defense, to get a chance to break away and make something happen for themselves. And what a pass that was. World class.
I'm going to give my props to Fulham. We're going to continue to go through what happened in this game. A lot of people would have thought that they would have came here at the Etihad and kind of sat back and you know, tried to, you know, absorb the pressure, maybe get a goal and win it on a counterattack. That was not the case. They went full throttle into this game, and they are an exciting, gritty team to watch. Although Fulham were up 1-0, it did not last long. Kovacic scored twice in 15 minutes to make it 2-1 going into halftime. Fulham probably could have had 3 goals at halftime. Adama Traore, the guy's an absolute animal. I mean, the most buff soccer player you'll ever seen. He's quick as lightning. He blew Kyle Walker out of the water in a foot race in this game. But for the love of God, he cannot finish. He is the worst finisher. I think if this guy knew how to score goals, he would be Messi. I swear to it. He is absolutely unbelievable at literally everything except making the final pass and scoring when he has wide open in front of goal. And I'll give some credit to Ederson, obviously. I'm a huge goalkeeper's guy, obviously, as we all know. But, I mean, he missed an absolute layup. Ederson came out, and you could tell he tried to chip it over him. And just, I mean, he blew it. Absolutely blew it. Coming out at halftime, it took him a while, but City did go up 3-1 through a beautiful Jeremy Doku goal. Top bins, top corner. It's something that, much like Traore, Doku is an absolute menace on the ball. He kind of lacks that final finish, but he did put this one in beautifully. Muniz scored a consolation goal in the 88th. Things finished 3-2. City sitting in second on 17 points. Fulham still in eighth on 11 points. It's been a great start to the season for Fulham. I'm not saying it hasn't been a great start to the season for Manchester City, but Nico, I want to pick your brain on this because this was their first game without Rodri. We kind of saw them struggle against a team that normally at home they're wiping the floor with. And Fulham had Fulham could have won this game, realistically speaking. This really could have went either way. When it's 3-1, it looks like, oh, you know, City are dusting them. But Fulham missed their fair share of chances. Also, no goal from Haaland. That's probably something that we're not going to say too much on this show week in and week out. But what are your thoughts on Manchester City moving forward? Are you worried at all? Because it seems like this might be the year that for the first time in the last 4 years, this would be their fifth consecutive title win. I'm not so sold that they're going to do it without the presence of Rodri, who has been by far their most important player over the last couple seasons.
Listen, I'm going to break this into a couple pieces. Piece number one has to be Rodri, right? Great, great comment by you, and I totally agree. The way that Rodri controlled the game for Manchester City, both on the offensive side and the defensive side, was such a critical role. And Pep Guardiola is not an idiot. He knows very well what Rodri brings to the table as far as the balance between the offensive and the defensive line of the field. Now, give it to Pep to have Rodri out, and the guy that plays instead of Rodri, Kovacic, a guy that, you know, nobody thinks of him as a super player, comes in a game that Fulham goes up a goal and scores two. I mean, that's insane.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
He got like, himself an inform card on FIFA this week, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Not too shabby.
Who does that? And then as far as Adama Traore, I'm totally on board with what you were saying. A guy that is dynamic, fast, explosive off the ball, same as Jeremy Doku, even I would say a bigger menace he is, but he can't finish. And props to Pep. If you type in YouTube, Pep Guardiola, Adama Traore, the first video you'll get is after the game is finished. Pep is going over to Adama and he's telling him about the chances that he missed and how he could do better. I mean, the guy's just
that's gotta hurt, man. Like it's quote unquote good sportsmanship, but I don't care what you say. That's a dig. If I lose the game and know in my head I had probably three clear chances to score, yeah, and it's pretty much my only job to score an assist and failed to do any of them, the absolute last thing in the world that I would want is someone coming up to me and saying, hey, here's how you could have scored those goals. Oh, really, Pep? Thanks, brother. Really,
but listen, appreciate it. Pep has gone through this before with wingers that are amazing on the ball but not great finishers. Raheem Sterling is a prime example of that. Phil Foden at the beginning of his career, and still, I don't think he's an amazing finisher. I think he can score goals for sure, but man, scoring a goal in today's soccer is literally the most influential play of the game. If you can score goals as a team consistently, you're going to win a lot of games. And so, you know, that's why everybody praises Haaland. Guy scores goals left and right with no issues.
I've had enough of this Haaland stuff, man. Everyone and my buddy Ant will attest to this. I'm probably the only person standing on the hill. I think he is massively overrated. He is the best finisher in the world, the best scorer of the ball in the world. And yes, that is his job. Outside of that, he's average. Roy Keane said it. He has the general play of a League Two player in front of goal. He's the best to do it.
What does Roy Keane think about? What does Roy Keane think about Harry Kane? Then is Harry Kane that much better on the ball than Haaland?
Dude, bro, yes. Harry Kane is an unbelievable passer, dude. Are you kidding me? He assists. He has the long ball, the through ball. He's good coming in and playing off of him. 1-2s. I said this last year. Harry Kane, if you put him in that City team that won the treble, he's putting up the exact same numbers, and he'd be putting up the exact same numbers that Haaland is putting up right now with this City team. Haaland is a product of Pep Guardiola and the team around him. Yes, he did well at Dortmund and everything, but like his stats at Dortmund were, you know, pretty average in terms of just the general good strikers that are out there. He's a top player, best finisher in the world, but he's a product of his team. Enough of this guy. Moving on. Newcastle 0, Everton 0. The draw plus 255 hits. It goes under 2.5, which is minus 150. I expected goals in this game. I'm pretty sure you expected goals in this game as well, if I remember.
I said over.
0-0. Everton had a beautiful goal through Decore, ruled out offsides by VAR in the 16th minute. A bit of poetic justice for the Everton fans as Anthony Gordon, former Everton player who made a move to Newcastle, has his penalty kick saved. This is a huge point for Everton in a game they certainly expected to lose. I think this is one where Everton will feel like they gained a point and Newcastle will feel like they dropped points here. Although obviously they walked away with one, they were certainly hoping to and expected to walk with all three. They're up to 16th on 5 points. Newcastle are sitting in 7th on 12. What are your thoughts on this game? Everton obviously started the season terribly. They could have been in a great spot if they didn't blow multiple two-goal leads. But, you know, now they're up to 16th on 5 points. They didn't drop points here in terms of just walking away with nothing. Again, I think this is definitely a gained point here. What are your thoughts on this game and Everton and Newcastle?
Everton after the international break, they count a draw at Leicester City, a win against Crystal Palace at home, and now a draw against Newcastle. I mean, they had to do that. Otherwise, they'd be dead last, same as Wolves. They had to get some points going. And I feel like Newcastle is a good team. I know you're not a huge fan of their coach and everything. I think they play very well at home, but when they play away, they're not the same team. They don't play the same.
No, definitely not.
They don't play with the same dynamic without their fans and not in their stadium. So I totally agree. Although they missed a penalty, Everton looked like the better team in that game.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of been, you know, we've seen that a couple times. Is Everton, there's something there. It's not like they're just, you know, a dog water team, but they just have been failing to get results. But they have, you know, McNeil's a good player. They have good guys that are there.
Calvert-Lewis.
Calvert-Lewis is a good player. You know, they have good guys on this team. Decore is great. But they've just been failing to get results, and it can be, especially after you have like two games where you blow multiple goal leads, it's really tough to go, you know, to get back from that
mentally.
But yeah, it's draining, obviously. It's really, really tough to just, cause you never trust yourself. And when you get in those moments again, when you're up a goal or two, you know, the nerves kick in. Are we going to do it again? I don't want to do it again. You're trying not to make mistakes, and then you end up making more mistakes. That's how it goes. When you're trying not to make mistakes, you make mistakes. When you're just playing naturally and confident, that's when mistakes don't happen. And if they do happen, they're, you know, mistakes that you can deal with, not giving up multiple goals in a matter of minutes. But you know, again, a huge point for Everton. They drew against Leicester. They draw against Newcastle. They seem to be steadying the ship a little bit. They still got a lot of work to do. But they take care of business and handle that. We'll talk some United Villa coming up next. We got Forest Chelsea to go through as well. And Tottenham is Tottenham. As Sir Alex Ferguson once said pre-match in a Manchester United game leading up to playing Tottenham, Roy Keane was saying, you know, I hope he doesn't give this speech. Lads, it's Tottenham. That was the pregame speech. They walked out and absolutely smoked them. All right, stay right where you are. We will be right back on First Touch. Again, shout out to the Globe out in Chicago. They're doing amazing things. It is just an awesome environment to go watch games. If you're out in Chicago, make sure you get there for the next round of games on October 19th. Stay right where you are. I'm Tyler Levine. With me, Nico Beef Sauce. First Touch. We'll be right back.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon and earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey everyone. My name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning in NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today, and then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go!
Welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. With me, Nico Bisauce. And, Nico, I don't even know where to start, man. This Manchester United, 0. Aston Villa, 0. For those for those who think I sound somber, I've been a Manchester United fan my entire life. I grew up watching the Ronaldo, Tevez, Rooney's, the Nani's, Scholes, Giggsy, Vidic, Ferdinand, Van der Sar, and Sir Alex Ferguson. And here I am, having to say that the draw at +275, which hit under 3.5, hit, and I have to say that I'm happy getting a point at Aston Villa. It's hard. I'm a very good speaker, I'd like to think. It's those words, having to utter those out of my mouth as a Manchester United fan. Getting a point at Aston Villa is a good result. Is just incredibly upsetting. The story of the game, Nico, came before it even kicked off. Erik ten Hag decides to start Johnny Evans, who's 400 years old, and Harry Maguire, who's been the laughingstock of Manchester United and probably the entire Premier League for the last two seasons. He drops Delitt and Martinez after, not so good results against Tottenham and that other, I don't even know the team that we dropped points to in Europa League. FC 20. Yeah, I've heard of them about one time.
Porto,
we gave up 3 goals to, obviously, after being up 2-0. Maguire came off injured right before halftime. Lindelof made his season debut. He came on for Mazraoui, which was incredibly confusing as well. I don't understand that substitution at all. Anthony, Casemiro, and Xerxes come on. They all failed to make any significant impact. United did survive the Jean Duran substitution. Seems like every game he comes on for Villa and scores a goal. Thank the Lord that he decided to take a game off. And Rashford actually looked good here. He had some good chances. He had some good shots. There were some good saves that were forced by Martinez. United came so close in the 68th minute. Bruno Fernandes smacked the bar on a free kick. Would have been an absolute smoker. Would have been a beautiful goal. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. It wasn't. United are officially off to their worst start in Premier League history. Topping last year, they have 8 points through 7 games. They sit in 14th. Villa are in 5th on 14 points. I'm going to give a quick shout-out to my boy Kareem. He said it after the FA Cup. I was all in on having Ten Hag stay. I thought, hey, this is the result that we needed. Look at Sir Alex Ferguson. His first couple seasons were really rough. Everyone was calling for his job. We kept him around, and look what happened. I'm out on this guy, man. We have no style of play. There's no identity. I have no idea what it's going to look like week in and week out. And it seems so simple. We have a competent roster. We can no longer say, like last season, we have the injury bug. Last season, I was all over this. I was saying, look, what is Ten Hag supposed to do? Everyone is injured. But now we've spent hundreds of millions of pounds getting these players in. He sits 2 of them to start Maguire and Evans. Again, we got a clean sheet, so props to that. I can't really give him too much slack for that because we did concede 0. Johnny Evans is the man of the match, but Scholes, he said it best. If Johnny Evans, who's 39 years old, is your man of the match, you have problems. And that's where I stand, man. Like, enough is enough. They had a board meeting on Tuesday, and apparently Sir Jim Ratcliffe and the boys have decided to keep Ten Hag on. And I do not understand. I don't see it getting better. We don't have, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no, oh, you guys are playing well and your style of play is there. You know, you're just catching bad breaks. It's nothing. Am I crazy, Nico?
Let me ask you this. If Ten Hag leaves, And let's say we heard Inzaghi's name. We've heard Zidane's name Tuchel. Before. We've heard a few different names, right? Do you think, what is the time period that you would give Inzaghi if he came in tomorrow? What is the time period that you would give him to get the team to play better than what they're playing right now?
Here's my thing. I don't expect for somebody to come in for us to win the league in the next two seasons. Like, I'm a
not win the league, but just play better. You're 14.
That's the thing. That's all I care about. And I think that's what all the fans care about. We just want to see an established brand of football with an identity that we play a certain way. And when we go into a game, we expect things to go a certain way and we know how we're going to play. Because, dude, like, we're going into these games and it's like, you know how the, you can go through the top six, the top eight, hell, you can go through the whole table and each team pretty much has an identity. You know who they are.
Good or bad.
Exactly. For example, Brentford, we were talking about it earlier. You know that they're going to throw everyone forward and play attacking, and they're going to put defense as a second priority. And they're going to try and get as many goals as they can, and they're willing to concede, and that's that. If you look back at, let's use Jose Mourinho for an example, at United, it wasn't exactly the most exciting style of play. You know, playing in a low block, very compact, parking the bus per se. I don't particularly like that term, but you knew what you were going to get. And now it's like we don't have any attacking fluidity, and our defense, generally speaking, has holes. We've kept a decent amount of clean sheets this year, I will say that, but like, at what cost? Like, it's just to have boring game after boring, because the games where we're keeping clean sheets, it feels like, are just finishing 0-0, which is not the point of keeping a clean sheet. Like, yes, don't get me wrong, not conceding is great, but if you're not scoring while not conceding, it is useless. If you tie every game, you're finishing the season on 38 points. And we're literally sitting 1 point better than as if we tied every game to start the season. We have 8 points through seven games. That is the worst start in this club's history in year three for Ten Hag. He has clean, two trophies. Great. Clean. He finished third in his first season. Unbelievable. I loved it. I was like, oh my God, this is the guy. And now here we are. And it's like, ugh.
Clean sheets. Clean sheets only matter if you're winning the game. That's what the whole thing is. Or if you're playing against Real Madrid and you get a clean sheet, you celebrate it on the road. Even if you get the draw, you're going to celebrate the clean sheet against a team that's a powerhouse. Manchester United keeping a clean sheet against a team like Villa tells me nothing, because you're Manchester United. Your dynamic should be your offense. Ruud van Nistelrooy, Wayne Rooney, Giggs, Van Persie. I can go on and on and on about what an amazing dynamic this team used to have on offense, scoring goals and being a danger. Down to the last second of the game, you were afraid you were going to concede a goal. The dynamic is lost. I feel like the comparison between old and new Manchester United is unfair. Erik ten Hag is never going to be able to fill the shoes that Sir Alex Ferguson left empty. All the managers that have come past them, in my opinion, have done a better job. If I was the United board, and this might be a hot take, might upset you, might upset anybody, I would bring back to the throne, to the coaching throne, I mean, a Man United legend. I don't know who's able to take the job. Maybe it's Ollie again. Maybe it's Ruud van Nistelrooy.
I would take Ollie Ball over this any day.
That's what I'm saying.
Any day. Because we had an identity, and we played good attacking football, and sure, we lost games, and sure, it was a mess at some point. But, like, keep in mind, this squad is significantly better squad than Ole had by miles. And it's not even close in my eyes. So I'm completely on board there. Enough of this before I have a heart attack. Forest 1, Chelsea 1, plus 360 draw, cashes over 3.5, goes under, I'm sorry. The over was one plus 130 as well. So you had to pay a little bit of juice there, but you certainly cashed it. Chris Wood opened things up after a set piece from about 40 yards out, headed down nicely. He pokes it past Sanchez. Cole Palmer, another assist man. Madueke scores a nice little shot. He cut in 8 minutes after Forrest opened things up. Really weird moment. This James Ward-Prowse red card, it just looked odd. He slipped. Sorry, Liverpool fans. I know that's a tough word to hear on a show like this. He slips and reaches out and grabs the ball. Maybe that's what Gerrard should have done a couple of years back. Failed to do that, obviously. Liverpool bottled it. Have to throw that in there. But anyways, red card, 78 minutes in. He gets a second yellow. Forest held the line, though. They get their point. Chelsea sitting in fourth place on 14 points. Forest in 10th on 10. Great starts for both teams to this campaign, I got to say, huh?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Forest is the second game they get a red card. They played Brighton last week, and they had a red card. They ended up getting away with a draw. And again, they get a red card late in the game. Jim Ward-Prowse gets a red card, leaves their team 10 men. They squeeze the point, though. They're a feisty team. They fight.
They really are.
Away or home.
Normally, what we've seen over the last couple seasons is Forest are great at home. Well, not great. I mean, they're better at home, and they've been terrible on the road. I think they went like 14 games in a row without getting a point on the road last season, I think it was.
They had a bad one.
But this team seems to have established a little bit of grit and tenacity, and again, an identity. They are not the Forest that we saw last year. They are a team that you cannot overlook. They can score. They are sound defensively. They're not the best defensive team in the league, but they do defend relatively well. And they hold up Chelsea. But regardless, even though, you know, look, Chelsea would have wanted to get a win out of this game, and they probably should have gotten a win out of this game. But regardless, after what we saw last season, they're sitting in fourth place on 14 points. They're scoring goals. They're defending well. Cole Palmer is an absolute stud. An absolute bona fide stud. He had a touch in this game. And if you haven't seen the clip, just Google Cole Palmer touch.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It reminded me of something that we would have seen Messi do in 2015. A quick little touch. He rounds the guy, blasts it at the keeper, doesn't score, but unbelievable touch. Things finish square there. Great start for both those teams. Let's move on. I have been so excited to talk about this because for those who do not know, I bet Nico that I would give him my car and get a Tottenham tattoo if they finished top four this season. Tottenham finished two, Brighton with three. Tottenham were up 2-0, Brighton plus 190. Money line hits, the over 3.5, minus 110 goes over. Tottenham, bottle job. Johnson scored a 6-goal in 6 games to open things up 23 minutes in. James Maddison scored a goal that certainly should have been saved in the 37th minute. At halftime, this game looked all but finished. Tottenham were dominating. And then Minte scores in the 48th minute after just a completely bottled clearance, a simple clearance by Romero. 10 minutes later, Reuter scores. 8 minutes after that, Danny Welbeck gives Brighton the lead off of an unbelievable Reuter assist. And like I said, it's Tottenham. It is Tottenham. You can't make it up with this team, man. They're sitting in 9th on 10 points. For those Tottenham fans out there, yes, you're significantly better off than Manchester United. Yes, you just smoked us 3-0. I don't care. You blew it. I'm going to talk about it. Unbelievable. I was out getting breakfast with my girlfriend, and I left at halftime because I was like, okay, this game's over. And I get the notification, Brighton 2-1, Brighton 2-2. And I picked the draw in this game, so I was like, oh, let's go. It's looking like I'm going to hit that. And then 3-2 went off, and I said, I don't care about my bet. This is unbelievable. Brighton up to 6 on 12 points. Another team, just you know who they are. They're a great team. They're not exactly the best defensively, but they know how to score goals. And I mean, Danny Welbeck has more goals than I believe, any player on United this season. And he hasn't played for United in, I don't even know, 6, 7, 8 years now.
I would like to say something here that's very important. Props to Brighton for coming back in this game, because although we say Tottenham is Tottenham and, you know, they're losers, this, that, and the other, which I agree with everything that you just said, props to Brighton for coming back after going down 2 goals at home is going to be very difficult to do against a team that is good. And listen, Postecoglou has to find solutions. This is his second season. He's a promising coach. They got him Solanke. He started off injured, so maybe there's an excuse there to make. But in my opinion, when I see a team giving up a 2-goal lead and losing the game, same as United at Porto, same as this one now, you just beat United 3-0 at Old Trafford. Your confidence should be sky high and your focus should be lasered in. I did not. I hated it. I need Tyler's car. I hope Tottenham finishes top four. It'll make for great content. It'll make for a great car for me. But man, Tottenham
lack of focus is the perfect way to put this.
Lack of focus.
It was just a lack of focus. Romero lacked focus. You know, Reuter should not have been able to get through. I believe it was Udogi before he made that assist. Stay right where you are. We're going to wrap things up after this break. I'm Tyler Levine. With me, Nico Beef Sauce, here, First Touch, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Hang tight, baby. We'll be right back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, all right. Welcome back to First Touch here with Tyler Levine and my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's cut right to it. Who's winning the league?
I'm throwing. I still have Arsenal. That's what I said before the season. I still believe it. They seem to be a very mature team. City's lost their fire, and I think Liverpool is going to be right there to win it as well.
I'm taking Liverpool, although it pains me to say. I don't know. There's something about this team. They play so much on the front foot, and they just look absolutely unstoppable moving forward. Defensively, they're pretty sound. Konate and Van Dijk are obviously fantastic defenders. Trent and Robertson are beasts as well. But we'll see. I know that would make you a happy camper. Who's your player of the season so far? Because I'm giving mine, and it's Cole Palmer. And I think I don't see him stopping. I think that he's going to continue scoring. I think he's going to continue assisting. I'm loving this Chelsea team, although I obviously do not like Chelsea as a club, as a United fan. But in terms of just putting the bias aside and how they're playing as a group, I'm loving this Chelsea team.
I know it sounds boring, but I have Cole Palmer as well. He's had an amazing season, 4 goals in 1 half, and super excited to see him play November 3rd at Old Trafford. What a game that's going to be, huh?
Yeah, baby. The First Touch crew is headed out to the UK. We're watching Liverpool and Brighton on November 2nd at Anfield. and Manchester United home versus Chelsea on November 3rd. If you guys have anything that you would like us to cover at the game outside the stadium, if you are there and would like to meet us, we will be there. We'll be posting on our Instagram at First Touch and at our respective Instagrams at Nico First Touch and at It's Ty Levine. Reach out. Let's meet up. We're super, super excited to get to meet you guys and to cover some games live. Stay tuned next week. We will be back 5 o'clock Eastern here on iHeartRadio. First Touch rolls on. Thank you so much for listening. Cannot wait for next week. Let's rock and roll, baby. Have a great weekend. Up next,
thank you guys.
Sports Overnight America with Marty Terrell.